This is the fascinating story of Danso, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex.
Okay, Planet Man fans, we're back with three more episodes. Episodes 60, 61, and 62. Episode 60, The Spaceship Graveyard. Slats tries to decide what to do from the orbiting spaceship. He plans to follow orders and return to the Mardi. There are many survivors from the wrecked spaceships that greet Dandro and the robot Barrow. Most of the survivors are now slaves to the insect people who live miles underground. Episode 61. Slats is headed toward death. Slats is in space surrounded by hostile spaceships, and he can only move in the direction of the planet. However, he has an idea. And an idea is dangerous, especially when it is the only one you have. Dandro approaches the entrance to the city of the Insect Men, many miles below the ground surface. Episode 62, Contacting the Mardi. The Insect Men are coming to the surface. Roar comes to the rescue of Slats. Dandro and the robot Barrow are trapped in a cave-in. The Insect Men are on their way. And that is the lineup on this track. So, space cadets, enough with the talk. Let's travel to outer space and listen in to the adventures of the Planet Man here on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And for goodness sake, don't forget to lock and load those ray guns. You're gonna need them.
The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dandro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dandro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Dandro and Barrow, with their space launch wrecked on the strange planet, have just discovered a graveyard of spaceships. Slats, waiting aboard the Alpha out in space, having successfully warded off the attack of a fleet of strange ships, debates his next move with himself.
Now what? Do I sit here and wait, go in for a landing and look for Dandro, or obey orders and run for help? Run is right. I promise, yeah. What kind of a guy'd I be to leave Barrel and Dandro in the lurch? Well, I guess I haven't got much choice. Told Dandro I'd keep the bargain. Well, better get the astro-navigator set for the Mardi's planet. The quicker I get there, the sooner I'll get there, and the sooner I'll get back with help. I'll just slip the card into the autopilot and cut in the astro-drive.
Yeah.
Well, at least the drive works. Ought to be at the Mardi soon. Can't be very far from their sector of space. Let's see here. Where am I? Let's take a reading here. What's going on here? The drive is full on, but the space grid locator shows them right where I was. I'll cut the drive and see for myself. There must be some mistake. Oh, no. Mistake is right. Exactly where I was when I cut the drive in. Now, what's wrong? Hey, my little friends are back, and they brought reinforcements. Staying well out of range, though. Yeah, they better. Well, if they leave me alone, I'll leave them alone. Go on, watch, you yellow bellies. We'll try the normal drive. Then nothing happened. I'm trapped. Same way we were by the Mardi, only then nothing worked. Now everything works, but nothing happened. Wonder if I head toward the planet. Yeah, I'll try it. Yeah, that works all right. Better cut it before I get in much closer. I'll try heading back out again. Maybe the trouble's only temporary.
Trapped. That's what I am, trapped.
The only way I can go in is toward that planet. Must be what happened to Dantro and Beryl on the space launch. Well, I'm not close enough to be pulled in, and I better stay where I am. Yeah, that's just great. Now I can't obey orders even if I want to. Man, look at those other ships just sitting there waiting for me to give up. Give up? You wait a long time, you rotten vultures. I'll sit here for 100 years before I give you the satisfaction of quitting. Oh, if only they'd come a little closer.
Must be thousands of ships scattered around this dead, barren hoax.
They are hulks, all right, Planet Man. Look, some of them have already corroded. Do you know how long it takes metal that can withstand the enormous cold and heat of space to rust?
What do you mean, that some of these ships have been here that long?
What else could explain it? For untold centuries, this planet has been trapping any ship unwary enough to come within the pull of its field.
But why? All of these ships seem damaged. None have been repaired.
Who can tell? But all of these ships have been deliberately drawn to their deaths.
Come on, let's look around. Perhaps we'll find some clue to what this is all about. Hey, look over there. Isn't that one from your party, one of the Tazor fleet?
You are right. Hurry, let us investigate.
Just like all the rest. Wrecked, stripped of all equipment, deserted. What do you suppose happened to the crew?
I cannot begin to imagine, but you will notice that the space suits are gone.
Well, that proves nothing. These ships are stripped of everything, including space suits. Are you thinking they might have escaped and be about somewhere?
Something like that, but I guess it is a vain hope. They would have revealed themselves by now.
True, but then they may be somewhere else. All of these ships could not have crashed in the one place. They must have been brought here by whomever is behind this foul business.
That is what I find so difficult to understand. There must be some center of civilization on the planet. A science advanced enough to carry out this wrecking over the centuries would have machines, engines, something which would give off emanations my sensors would detect. But I can feel only the faintest signs, not enough to even begin to guess at its origin.
Well, let's get on with our exploration. I don't know what good it will do, but there's not much else we can spend our time at. Slat should be back with Rura's fleet. They may even pluck us off the planet with the dimension warper.
If the inhabitants do not find us first...
We'll just have to be careful if they don't. At least we were smart enough to leave Slats out in space with the Alpha, where he could go for help.
I wonder.
About what? About Slats? Oh, he'd follow orders. He wouldn't like it, but he must have seen that flare. He'd do as he promised.
If he could.
Now stop playing games, Beryl. What are you getting at?
I was just wondering if he might not be trapped out there as surely as we are here. You see, I detect the presence of some life force in this immediate area.
Where? From which direction?
All around us. Whoever they are, we're surrounded by many.
Well, pretend we're unaware of them. I want to see if they stop us.
What can this radiation be that is affecting Beryl? Can Dantro plan some defense against it? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. Left Dantro and Beryl, they were investigating a strange area filled with wrecked spaceships. While doing this, Beryl's radiation equipment picked up some activity waves, telling them they were being watched. We find Dantro and his robot friend as they are looking around and trying not to let on they suspect this new contact.
They move with us as we move, but come no closer.
They're watching us, waiting for us to make some move. Look, someone in a spacesuit. Wait, don't move. This fellow's covered with some kind of a weapon.
He cannot harm me. My cell is impervious to any known weapon. Besides, in this magnetic field, I doubt if any ray or disruptor would work.
This is neither a ray nor a disruptor. It hurls a pellet of metal with an explosive charge, and it will work. Perhaps not on you, Robert, but it'll penetrate the space armor of your friend, I assure you.
Well, he's got a pistol. Didn't think they were still in use anywhere but on Earth.
Never mind the discussion on weapons. Who are you? What are you doing here in the cemetery?
That's a good name for it, the cemetery. I was about to ask you the same question.
I have the gun, and I'll ask the questions. And don't try any tricks. You're surrounded. And if you were lucky enough to dispose of me before I could pierce your suit, my friends would quickly even the score.
My name is Dantro, the Planet Man. I and my friend Barrel here had our ship drawn to the surface of this planet by some unknown force. It was wrecked, and here we are. You know that very well, for it was you and your people who wrecked us.
Where are you from? What's your home planet? Your sector of the universe?
I will tell you no more unless you tell me who you are and why we've been treated like this. We meant no harm. We came in search of a party of explorers of the Tazors, whose fleet was last heard from in this sector of the universe.
The Tazors? Are you telling the truth?
Planet Man does not lie. Look at me. I am a robot of the Tazors. It was I who detected their emergency message and led my friends into this trap. If you have any quarrel, pick it with me.
Just a moment. Stay where you are. I'll be right back. And don't try to escape. You're surrounded.
We'll stay put. There doesn't seem to be any place to go.
There is something strange here.
Well, how do you mean? This whole place is strange.
I mean in the life force emanating from around us. It all varies as though it came from different types of life.
I wonder. That might explain...
Indeed, it does explain. My apologies. But we could take no chances.
Look, they're coming in closer to us. Why, they must be 50 different types of sentient life represented.
Look, there is a member of my race, a Tazor.
Yes, your race, robot. If a robot can't have a race. And just about every other race of thinking, advanced culture in the galaxy. Like the ships around you, we come from every corner of space to be wrecked on this planet of dead ships.
Then these are all survivors?
All of us. And I am Sakro, their chosen leader. Sakro of Plas, 10 light years away.
And who's behind this wrecking if not you?
Follow me to our headquarters and I'll explain. It's not far from here.
Well then, some of you have been here for almost a century. Some of us longer than that, Planet Man.
And in all that time, have you ever seen those behind this?
Many times, from a distance. They are the remnants of a dying race, like Rocco there, an insect culture. As their sun has died, they have buried deeper and deeper in the crust of their planet until now their city lies many miles beneath the surface.
Have you ever tried to escape?
We've worked and dreamed of nothing else, but there's no chance.
Well, where are the others? You're just a handful, and there must be thousands in the crews of these ships.
Down below, slaves of the insect people.
Slaves?
Slaves, willing slaves. Perhaps they're smart, for they don't have to hide as we do here in the cemetery. They work for the insect people and live out their lives in comparative comfort. We here are almost ready to surrender.
How can you talk of surrender?
Wait until you've been here a while. You'll change. Wait and see.
Who are these insect people of whom the group in the spaceship cemetery speak? What course is left open to Dantro? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
This is the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcorping Castration.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man.
As you will recall, Dantro and Barrel were in the graveyard of spaceships with a band of survivors. Slats, out in space aboard the Alpha, has discovered that the ship will only move one way, toward the planet upon which Dantro and Barrel are trapped. Surrounded by hostile ships, he decides on a desperate measure.
That's right, you skunk. Sit out there where you're safe. You're waiting for me to quit to give up, huh? Well, you'll wait till your ships rot with rust.
I wish Dantro was here. Promised him I'd go back to Aurora for help if he sent up that flare. Now I can't go if I want to. Now there must be some way out. He could think of it. Now why can't I? Only directions the ship will go is toward that rotten trap of a planet. If I head in that direction, I'll only get the Alpha into worse trouble than it already is. Wait a minute. That's it. It's a chance. If I'm wrong, it'll be just too bad. Well, I'm not doing anyone any good sitting out here. I'm going to try it.
You mean to say, Sakro, that in all the years you and these others have been here, there hasn't been a chance of escape?
Not a chance. When a ship is dragged down by the magnetic field, the insect people surround it almost at once.
Well, I didn't see any signs of them when our ship crashed.
You were unconscious, Planet Man. As I told you, I did not wait since I feared whoever had been responsible for our crash would soon appear. My sensory mechanism told me that they came almost a second after I carried you away from the launch.
You see, that's the way it's always been. The few you see here with me did as Beryl did. All the rest have been carried to the insect people's city below as slaves.
Did the insect people ever come to the surface otherwise?
Only when a ship has crashed, or to send out a space patrol. They can no longer make any of the things they need to live. The machines that serve them were built when their race was still advanced. Now all they can do is to wreck ships and use the equipment and radioactives they find aboard.
And the field that surrounds their planet, what of that?
That, too, is one of the machines left from the days when their race still had scientists.
And if we could wreck that machine, they would not know how to repair it.
If we could wreck the machine. But you're talking of the impossible. The machine is miles beneath this surface, guarded, hidden, inaccessible.
Unless we could get down there.
There's only one way any of us ever get down into the cage cities of the insect people. As their slaves.
Over the years, they must have carried many thousands of wrecked spacemen below to their cities.
I know what you two are thinking. Let them capture you and then start a revolt. You think we haven't thought of that? Even tried it? Don't underestimate the insect people, Planet Man. They're a dying race, yes, but they're not so easy to deceive.
Well, has none of your band ever managed to get below in return?
None. And as I said, we've tried it. Over the years, 20 of our group have gone below. None have ever returned or even managed to send us a message.
What do you think, Beryl?
It is not a matter of thought. I will leave the thinking to you. As I told you, Planet Man, my expedition is in jeopardy. They are with the insect people. I can only follow and do my best to free them.
Listen to me. I know what I'm saying. If you let them take you down now, you'll never return. Here, at least, we're free. We can hope for some miracle. Once you go down there, you're as good as dead.
Well, it seems to me you're not much better off here. You only think you're free. But free to do what? Hide like hunted beasts cringing in the shadows of this graveyard of ships?
You will go with me then?
I think so, Barrow. I wait for only one thing. I'm still not sure what has happened to Slats. There's a chance he's not been trapped. He may be on his way for help right now.
You mean you have a ship out there?
Oh, yes. We left our ship 100 million miles off in space. We feared a trap of some sort.
I'll forget him. He'll rot in space or soon join us here. Your ship will lie here with the others and rust sooner or later.
What do you mean?
Half of us have tried the same thing, only to discover when we try to turn away from the planet that we were caught in its pull. 100 million miles won't matter. Your ship is just as surely trapped as you are.
The odds are slim, but I may make it. What have we got to lose?
All right, you scavengers, follow me if you got the guts. Here I go! I'm gonna have to shave it close. You're all she'll take. Better step up the drive. What's the reading? 15 million miles from target. When I hit 10, I'll set the speed up higher. 10 million. 8 million. 6 million. 3 million. 1 million. 500,000.
Wait another few hours, Beryl. If there's no sign of aid from the Mardi, I'll go out with you to the city below.
Wait. Can you hear it?
Hear? Hear what?
My sensory mechanism is more acute than your hearing. It sounds like a ship coming down, but at incredible speed.
Yes, I can hear it now. Is it really a ship? It might be Slats and the Alpha coming with help from the Mardi.
It is only one ship, and it seems to be headed straight toward the surface of this planet.
I warned you about that. You might as well cross that ship of yours off. It's coming down to join these other hulks here in the spaceship cemetery.
Well, let's get to the surface and see.
Look out there. You can see it now. Is it the Alpha, Beryl?
It is the Alpha.
Falling, as I warn you.
No, not falling. He's heading down with every ounce of speed those engines will give.
Well, that's suicide. He must have lost his head.
It looks like it.
Slats is heading for certain death. What can he be trying to accomplish? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Dantro, Beryl, and Sacro, the leader of the underground on the planet of the insect people, they were watching Slats power driving the Alpha onto this strange planet in what appears to be certain destruction. We find Slats as he mumbles to himself during this maneuver.
I hope I make it. But if I don't, there won't be any pieces left to bury, not even of the Alpha. What's the reading? 100,000. Well, I'll know in a minute. Those other ships didn't even try to follow me. I guess they figure I quit. Well, one of us is going to be surprised, and I hope it's them.
That ship hits anywhere near here, it'll take 10 miles of this planet with it.
Look at him come. I wonder, that might be it.
What is it, Beryl?
The angle, he's headed straight down. He's approaching the surface of the planet at a slight tangent. Do you see what he's up to?
Wait a minute. Of course, I knew Slats wouldn't give up that easily, but can he make it?
It's going to be close.
He's coming closer. Closer! Watch it, Slats, watch it.
He can't hear you.
I know it, Beryl, but I have to do something. Watch it, Slats. Watch it.
What are you two talking about? He's committing suicide and you talk. Let's get the cover.
No time to explain now, Slats. Slats, now. He did it, Beryl. He did it. Good old Slats.
You two mad? What's this all about?
You didn't hear any crash, did you?
No, but he might have hit too far away. This thin atmosphere, sound doesn't travel very far.
He did not crash. I would have heard it, and you can take my word for it. He did not crash.
All right, so he didn't crash. So what?
I'll explain to him, Beryl. You see, Sacro, you must have been right. He was trapped. There was only one way he could move, and that was the way the magnetic field pulled him toward this miserable planet.
I don't need you to tell me that. I could see it.
But what you don't see is why he did it.
What is there to see? I saw he almost committed suicide.
Almost, but not quite. It was the only chance he had to break the grip of this planet.
Right. He used the pull plus the Alpha's drive to build up terrific speed. He just shaved the surface of this planet, but when he passed it, he was going at an incredible rate. Maybe enough to break out of the magnetic field. What do you think, Beryl?
I wish I were sure. There is a chance, but we do not know just how far the field extends. He may merely end up caught on the other side. I cannot wait to find out when my people are in danger.
You're going down below now?
I must, but there is no need for you to risk your life when there is a chance that Slats will return with help. I have no life to risk. I am a machine.
Machine or not, I can't let you go down there alone. Count me in. How about you, Sacro? Or any of you, are you going with us?
I admire your bravery, but you're fools. I told you there isn't a chance. We'll stay here, where at least there's a hope.
Well, have it your way. Where's the entrance?
I'll guide you there. Zalto, you take charge until I return.
Yes, Sacro.
Follow me. There. You see, Planet Man, at the foot of that rise?
That rough depression?
That's it. It's a huge port. At regular intervals, the insect men come up to scout for new wrecks or to send one of their ships out to see if some ship is caught in their web.
How often do they come out?
Oh, don't you worry. You wouldn't have to wait long. There should be a party leaving or going very soon now.
You'd better leave then before you're seen. How much longer will it be light?
An hour or so. Now listen. You know what's under that lock? A straight drop, miles down. Even if you had a jet copter, it wouldn't work here. Forget this crazy scheme. Come back with me before it's too late.
Thanks anyhow, Sacro. You'd better get going. If Slats returns with help before we get back, tell him where we are.
I'll tell him you said goodbye. That's about what it amounts to.
Dantro and Beryl seem to be walking to certain doom. What has happened to Slats? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. You recall that Dantro the Planet Man and Beryl the Robot, trapped in the graveyard of spaceships, had decided to go underground to the city of the insect people. Slats, caught aboard the Alpha in the magnetic field of the planet, made an almost suicidal attempt to break the grip. Dantro and Beryl are talking.
I sense the approach of a group of some sort.
Where? From under the portal, Beryl?
I believe so. Wait. Yes, definitely from the direction of the portal.
You think it's dark enough for us to go by without being seen?
Let us hope so. Quiet now. They're very close.
The whole thing's starting to turn.
Yes, it must be treated like a screw to keep it airtight. Come, let us get as close as the ground will permit. It may not stay open very long. If I may suggest it, I'll go first so that I can be ready to carry you down.
It's all right. I'm not proud. Lead the way.
There, the portal is opening. Hear the air hiss out. They can't keep it open very long at that rate. They lose too much atmosphere.
Come on, we'd better make a run for it.
We'll just have to chance being seen.
There's a ship. It's coming in now. Looks like one of your fleets.
It is. See, it's the Vistros. I was attached to that very ship.
Now, here's the edge. Look at that. I must go down 10 miles.
Hurry now. On my back.
Right.
Are you secure?
Secure. Lower away.
Apparently, we were not seen.
No, the ship is continuing up. You're right about this portal. It's good we moved quickly. It's closing already. Now that we're under, I'll take off this mask of my spacesuit. Your perception is sharper than mine, Beryl. Can you tell how far it is to the bottom?
About 16 miles.
16 miles? It's incredible.
That is to the bottom, but my sonic detectors indicate several levels above that.
Well, of course, there would be several. Remember, Sacro said that this race has been forced to dig deeper and deeper into their planet as the sun died and the internal heat of the planetary crust cooled.
At our rate of fall, we should reach the bottom in about 5 minutes. I could drop faster, but we had better proceed slowly until we can see what lies below us.
Wait, stop a second.
Is something wrong?
No, but something just occurred to me. I'd like your reaction to it.
Certainly. What do you suggest?
If these insect men have been digging themselves deeper into this planet, the levels above the bottom must be deserted. But they must be connected to the lowest level at many places.
Your reasoning is sound, planet man.
Well, let's not descend then to the lowest level where we know the insect men are probably on guard. We'll stop at the first level we come to and work our way down.
An excellent idea, and the first level is close by. I'll continue our descent.
You're right. There it is. Better angle over that way.
I'm doing it now.
Bit more. All right, hold it. I'll climb down off your back. Cut your jets.
There's very little light. Can you see?
Not very well.
I'll go first, then. My sonic detectors enable me to move in darkness.
I think it's safe enough away from the shaft to use my spacesuit floods. I doubt that any of the insect men ever come up to this level. Look at this dust. No one's been here for hundreds of years.
I believe your estimate is correct. By the way, planet man, suppose Slats did break out of the magnetic field of this planet and returns for help. Do you think he and the Mardi will follow us down here?
Well, that's up to them. Sacro will tell them where we are. If I know Slats, there'll be no holding him up there.
I hope for your sake and those of the slaves down below that Slats made it. Our chance of success alone are few, if any.
Well, it's too late to worry about that now. Let's see if we can find some way down to the level.
Slats aboard the Alpha calling Rura of the Mardi. Come in, Rura. Now, where is that gal? Just like a woman, when you want to talk to her, you can't find her. Come in, Rura. This is Slats.
Slats? Slats, this is Rura. I thought you'd be halfway to Earth by now, but the cosmic locator shows you're heading back up here. What's up?
Can you get a fleet of ships headed toward me at once?
Ships? I'll use the dimension walker.
Look, don't argue. Get those ships. Planet Man's in trouble.
Slats has made contact with the Mardi. Will they help him try to rescue Dantro? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Dantro and Barrow, they were making their way underground to the fearful headquarters of the insect people. Slats and Rura of the Mardi are attempting to help rescue Dantro and Barrow from the dying insect planet.
Is the fleet on the way?
They should join us any minute. I gave the necessary orders and then had myself sent aboard the Alpha with the dimension warper. Now, would you mind telling me what this is all about?
Okay, and I'm sorry if I sounded kind of rough before, but I'm worried about Dantro. See, the last I saw him, he and Barrow were headed down toward an apparently dead planet, but it's far from dead. You see, we were on our way.
There must be a connection to the level below this one somewhere near here.
I'm sure we will find it, but be careful. The walls and ceilings of this chamber are not too solid. Through the centuries, the supports must have rusted away.
Well, I guess they'll hold a little while longer. They've held up this long. Hey, what's that over there?
It looks like a passageway that's been sealed up.
I'll bet that's what we're looking for. It's probably been sealed to keep the heat and air from escaping from below.
What are you going to do?
I'll try to cut an opening through it with my heat projector. Stand back.
It seems to resist heat.
I'll set the projector up to full range. No luck.
Perhaps my boring arm will tunnel through it.
That would take too long. I'll use a few explosive pellets from this hand detonator.
What about these walls? They're not too solid.
Oh, I'll have to chance it. Get back a little further, Barrel. He's really set up quite a blast.
Planet Man, get back. The roof is
caving
in.
Come on, Barrel. We'll have to try to get through before the whole cavern caves in. We'll never get through then.
Hurry, Planet Man. This whole chamber is coming down.
There it is, you see, Roar. The first planet from that white dwarf. Wait, I'll cut the drive.
Why don't we go in a little closer?
Well, I told you about that magnetic field. No sense getting in too close until your fleet catches up with us.
Oh, you needn't fear getting trapped again. Our fleet is neutral to any such field.
No, it's not just that. I think we ought to have some sort of plan before we get any closer. There's some hostile ships, too, remember?
Oh, I don't forget so quickly, Flats, but you're right about the plan. What would you suggest?
Your ships have invisibility shields?
Correct. The shields not only make them invisible to the eye, but also prevent their being picked up on any detection apparatus.
Well, I think the first thing to do is to get rid of those characters that tried to blast me out of space. They don't know I broke out of the field, you see. They probably figure I crashed on the planet. When they see the Alpha again, they won't waste any time trying to get rid of me.
Well, what will that gain us?
Well, here's the pitch. When the fleet gets here, you transfer aboard the flagship. Have them all cut in their invisibility shields and follow me in.
I see your plan now. Those other ships will think you're still alone and close in. When they get close enough, our ships will simply destroy them.
That's the ticket, Rurigail. Boy, are those babies going to get a surprise. But listen, save one for me, huh? I haven't forgotten the way they tried to gang up on me.
As you wish. But don't be unnecessarily reckless. Remember, our main problem is to save Planet Man.
Don't worry about me. Hey, there goes the detector. Flash him the recognition signal. Might be my friends coming out to play.
We'll soon know. If it's the Mardi, they'll reply at once. It's the fleet from home, all right.
All right. Have them form in a perimeter around the Alpha.
Hello, this is Rura aboard the Alpha calling the Mardi flagship Tonat. Hello, Tonat. Form a protective perimeter around the Alpha and send your space launch for me. I'm coming aboard. I'll give the rest of your orders in person. Now, Slap. As soon as we've eliminated those other ships, I'll come back aboard the Alpha. Then we'll go down to the surface of that planet.
And the sooner the better, Rura, my gal. The sooner the better.
Planet Man, where are you? My detectors show that you are nearby, but I cannot see your light.
Back here, Barrel. I'm caught under some rocks.
Don't move. You may just cause another cave-in. I think I'll be able to lift them off with my propulsion unit, but we'll have to move very slowly. This cavern is not in much better shape than the one we left.
Whatever you say, but hurry. I'm afraid the insect men must have instruments that will register that cave-in. They're probably on their way here now.
Dantro and Barrel have probably revealed their presence to the insect people. Can Slats get to Dantro before the insect people? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
There is excitement in store in our million-dollar movie tonight. Stay tuned as Phillips Milk of Magnesia brings you Woman on the Run.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/heirloomradio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.